RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday week, 3 o'clock hour. So our schedule this week, Crowder's off today, should be back tomorrow. We'll do a full show tomorrow. Wednesday we'll be on for 1 hour, and then the Hurricanes pregame show will start at 3. Thursday, New Year's Day, we had scheduled a best of Hochman, Crowder, and Solana. We're going to do the show. We will be live because it'll be the day after the biggest Hurricanes game in 20-plus years, as I said. Friday, I'll be off. Crowder will be off. Solana will host the show from Lone Depot Park,
Yeah. Leading
you up to the Winter Classic.
I'm jacked up. Have you seen some of
the setup? Super cool.
And Tobin was telling me yesterday that the Winter Classic series that they're doing, the video series or the documentary they're doing leading up to it, I haven't watched any of the episodes.
I have not.
But he was telling me apparently it looks awesome, or that it has been awesome.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to that. So lots going on. Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. I always read you stock up, stock down from DolphinsTalk.com. He's a fan, obviously, and has created quite a site. He's not a Mike McDaniel lover, and he's opinionated, but I do like the website.
There aren't many Mike McDaniel lovers left.
I wonder what's going to happen. I'm really interested to see, because I saw Armando Salguero had tweeted out something along the lines of, hey, if Stephen Ross is looking for reasons to retain Mike McDaniel, yesterday might go a long way. Again, team left for dead. Ostensibly against a good team, even though you could argue that maybe Tampa's not as good a team as we thought. But Dolphins showed up. They played. Their offense looked rejuvenated.
They did.
And so maybe you could extrapolate that it was Tua holding Mike McDaniel back. Like, there were some positives for Stephen Ross if he's intent on retaining Mike McDaniel. From DolphinsTalk.com, stock up Quinn Ewers. Much better performance this week for the young quarterback. Having 2 first-half touchdown passes showed the improvement. Ewers looked much more comfortable this week. He took advantage of Tampa coverage to hit Theo Weiss for the big touchdown, which is what you want your quarterback to do. Take advantage of mistakes. Stock up Greg Dulcich. 5 receptions in the first half on 5 targets and a touchdown. He was Ewer's favorite target in the game. Dulcich has shown something here at the end of the season. Hopefully Miami can re-sign him in the offseason. He's the perfect TE2 in almost any offense.
Ewers to Theo Weiss, Ewers to Dulcich, exactly what we thought it would be week 17 of the NFL season.
Absolutely. Theo Weiss Jr., after a miserable performance last Sunday against the Bengals, Weiss had a long touchdown reception and played much better this week. And finally, stock up Jason Marshall Jr., the rookie cornerback, had a great interception in the first half, overall played very well. Stock down Ashton Davis. Yes, he got an interception late that sealed the victory. That one play aside, he is a horrible safety. And Miami needs to make sure he isn't on the roster next season. Gave up the touchdown in the first half, got beaten badly on numerous plays.
He was getting crushed, and then he came up with that interception.
Very important.
And you saw how he was returning it, like holding it, with palming the ball with one hand. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's going to get it stripped.
And then stock down Miami's offensive line. They haven't been that bad for most part of this season. Today they were putrid. That was yesterday, it was written. I know Miami's offense put up some early points, but overall it was a rough day for them. Lots of breakdowns. Jonah Savainaya is god-awful in pass protection. Again, those are the opinions of DolphinsTalk.com, but I do get a kick out of it.
Which is true. We were talking about it in the pregame show with Perk, which was, hey, going into next year, Aaron Brewer as your center, Patrick Paul is your left tackle. I guess Austin Jackson is your right tackle. And then Savainaya with another year of development. Like, do you feel like the offensive line starting next year, you have to find a solution at right guard? But like, it's more solidified than you feel like it's ever been. But I don't know, man. Savainaya is... Eesh.
Rookie. I'm willing to write off anybody's rookie season. And I think the other things that would be in the favor of the offensive line is you're going to have a more mobile quarterback. I don't care if it's Quinn Ewers or whoever. There's going to be a more mobile quarterback back there. Secondly, Devon Achane. He's untackleable.
Yep.
It is crazy watching him run with the ball. He's untackleable.
And Jalen Wright played well yesterday, too. I know we're all kind of down on Jalen Wright, but he played really well yesterday. Those two combined for like 99% of the yards that the Dolphins had on the ground outside of Quinn Ewers' one little run to ice the game. So, I mean, maybe you have something. I don't know. It's hard to tell because I still don't know how you mentioned what route Steven Ross is going to take here, which is next year is just kind of a cleanup year, get back to, you know, better cap situation. So maybe you keep Mike McDaniel and you're looking at more of a developmental year again because, hey, it is what it is. Or does McDaniel just say, or I'm sorry, does Steven Ross say, bleep it, I'm throwing everything I have to go get Lamar Jackson and we're going to go for it next year?
It's an interesting conundrum for Steven Ross and for whoever might take the job. We've talked about this, right? They have tried coordinator after coordinator, and it hasn't worked. And so the notion is, well, go find a head coach who's got experience, who's a winner. And the question is, would that coach want to come here with the notion of, well, we're not certain who the GM is. And we don't know if Quinn Ewers is going to be the quarterback. We know he'll be there for at least a season. We're going to try to get Lamar Jackson. We're going to try to get Joe Burrow. We don't know. Like, are you going to be able to attract someone? Because the other option is another coordinator. So Ben Johnson was a magnificent hire for the Bears. But they had Caleb Williams. Like, he looked at his position in Detroit and said, you know what? I think Caleb Williams can be that dude, and I'll go there. And by the way, he has been. The loss last night aside, like, Caleb Williams has been spectacular. But can you get a Ben Johnson if they don't know what the situation is with the team? And I don't know if they know what the situation is going to be with the team. They're obviously, we know Steven Ross has had interest in Lamar Jackson since the draft.
Yeah.
And you know they'd have interest in Joe Burrow if he's really unhappy in Cincinnati. I saw odds today This is from betonline.ag. Joe Burrow, next team. Odds, if it's not Cincinnati. Want to guess who the favorite is?
Minnesota?
New York Giants.
Huh.
Which is interesting to me because Jackson Dart, I thought, had a very good season.
Right, but I could see where if you had to trade for him.
There's an appealing trade.
At the very least.
Return for Cincinnati.
For sure.
Dolphins are the second favorite at 4-1. Then the Raiders, Cardinals, Jets, Eagles.
He's going to have to force his way out, though, since he's not trading that dude. He's going to have to say, I want to get out. I'm out.
If he's really, I mean, he's been pretty clear he's unhappy.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson, next team odds, favorite is the Raiders, then Arizona, the Jets, then the Dolphins, 5-1.
That's surprising to me that they're that down on that list.
Well, I just don't know what they have to offer.
Nothing.
So, you know, I mean, first round draft picks for the future. There's so many moving parts to, I mean, it's pretty unprecedented if Lamar Jackson is going to be available or if Joe Burrow is going to be available. It's pretty unprecedented that quarterbacks of that talent, that caliber, become available.
It never happens.
So I remember it with Jay Cutler going to the Bears, right? From Denver. That was the rarest of the... Remember, he was one of the top echelon quarterbacks in the league. It never happened.
But he wasn't Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson. He was looked at like a really good quarterback at the time. Funny to look at that, knowing what we know about Jay Cutler. But he was looked at as like a top 10-ish quarterback. But not Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson. These guys are Hall of Famers. Jay Cutler wasn't in that conversation.
Joe Burrow already? We're Hall of Fame?
I think so, man. I think so. I think we're talking about these guys.
A Super Bowl appearance?
Yeah, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, for sure, he's an MVP.
Yeah, I think Joe Burrow's in that conversation, too. Hmm. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Mahomes, Lamar.
You're putting Joe Burrow in the conversation with Josh Allen and...
100%. I know the injury concerns, but so what? Lamar Jackson's injury concerns. And I'm putting, like, those to me are top five quarterbacks in the league. Those four are in that discussion. 100%.
Interesting. Let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana. They are brought to you by Jimmy.
By us. By the way, I think Champ Kelly is going to end up getting this general manager job.
There's a little buzz after the game yesterday. He's dapping up the players as they're leaving the field. They seem to like him. I do think that Stephen Ross, when he gets someone in a position, even if it's an interim position, he seems to feel comfortable. Is Omar going to join us in the next segment?
I don't know. Or, he hasn't gone back.
Because I do have something from Barry Jackson that I was going to share. It's a 10-step plan for Stephen Ross. Barry Jackson wrote it in the Miami Herald. And I thought there was some really good... Because there's the real possibility. And Barry Jackson, I think when I read it... I'll get into the in-depth portion of it, but essentially he's like, hey, don't let the game end on Sunday and announce Mike McDaniel's back. Or don't let the game end on Sunday and announce Mike McDaniel's gone. Can we all just take a breath?
Right, right. Like, let's take a step back, analyze a situation.
Yes.
Don't make an emotional situation.
Let's bring in some, Barry Jackson's point, let's bring in some of the best minds in football and in Dolphins history and make a really well thought out, educated decision.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Not the way he rolls. He has his the way I look at it, today Stephen Ross is talking to whoever, his assistant, somebody, and saying, here, draft my press release for Sunday at 9 p.m. Way that they did it last year.
What Barry Jackson writes, it was number one on his list. Do not, under any circumstances, announce next Sunday night or the following day that Mike McDaniel and Champ Kelly are being retained. And then Barry Jackson says, let's be clear. We're not calling for McDaniel's dismissal. In fact, a case certainly can be made for retaining him because of his recent 7-2 stretch and his creative offensive mind. I keep thinking of Mike Greenberg's recent question on his ESPN morning show. Am I the only one who's interested in what Mike McDaniel might do with a different quarterback? And Quinn Ewers' work yesterday obviously would make you more curious. Barry Jackson writes, but why rush into a decision without seeing who else might become available in the first 2 weeks of January? Maybe the Ravens and John Harbaugh decide to part ways. Who knows if the Steelers and Mike Tomlin want a fresh start? There's no obligation to tell any coach immediately after the season whether he's being retained, especially a coach coming off 2 consecutive losing seasons. If Ross decides to explore other options before deciding McDaniel's fate, it would be a professional courtesy to tell him. But having a coach under contract shouldn't prevent any owner from waiting to see who else might shake free. If there's nobody better suddenly available, keeping him can be justified. But there's no need to rush into this.
Which is bingo. I mean, that's the way it should work.
Well, you remember it happened before with Tony Sperano. They went to go talk to, I think, Jim Harbaugh.
It was.
And Sperano, but this, if I remember correctly, it was in the middle of the season, and then they came back and they had to give him a contract extension because it was so awkward.
I might have been Philbin. It might have been Philbin who ended up getting a contract extension, yeah. But after like a Minnesota victory, I think, against with Philbin. But man, I'm watching Champ Kelly yesterday. I'm going just straight off vibes. I'm watching Champ Kelly yesterday. He wears that like very fresh suit. You see what type of suit he's wearing?
Yep.
Like the buttons come all the way over. and almost look like military style. And he's just like, he's jacked. He looks the part. He's dapping up all the players. And it's not just like a little fist bump. I mean, they're hugging him. Sealer's hugging him. Quinn Ewers looked like he was all about it. And something like, I'm watching that yesterday and I'm saying, man, Stephen Ross is a sucker for optics.
Yeah.
He's a sucker for optics. And Chem Kelly's going to be the general manager. He hired him last year, brought him in, and then fired Chris Greer and elevated him to interim GM. There were other candidates. There were people who had been around Chris Greer, been around Ross for way longer. He hired this guy and named him interim GM. And by the way, since they've gone 5-2.
Well, I will tell you, Barry Jackson's number two in the Miami Herald for what Stephen Ross needs to do. Do a real general manager search. The good news, Barry Jackson writes, from what we've been told, is that Ross has been inclined to conduct a full search and interview people outside the building. That, at least, has been his thinking in recent weeks. Could that change? It's certainly possible, because nobody can predict a billionaire's behavior or how he might react to a big win at New England next weekend. Keep in mind that NFL teams cannot interview employees from other teams until the end of the season. Teams can interview officials working in college football at any time, but the Dolphins are not known to have brought in anyone from the college ranks. Kelly, who has been interim GM since Chris Greer's Halloween dismissal, is expected to receive an interview for the permanent job, according to a source. That's not a surprise. Barry Jackson saying, hey, don't just anoint him the next GM. Do a full, complete search.
I think we're going to get it Monday morning. Mike McDaniel, Chem Kelly are back next year together. I think that's where we're going to end up.
It's very possible if they beat New England.
The Florida Panthers play the Capitals tonight. To continue on with headlines here, did you see who was on the ice yesterday?
I saw Matthew Tkachuk out there skating at practice.
Yes, sir. He was wearing the non-contact jersey, but Matthew Tkachuk, with the Winter Classic 5 days away, on the ice, Hawk.
Interesting.
The Miami Heat, they get the Denver Nuggets tonight. That game will tip off at 7:30 p.m. The Heat are having fun again, but those two games came without Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, of course.
Well, you better have fun against Indiana and who's the other team they beat?
Atlanta. Did you see that story about Trae Young?
I saw that he is as good as gone.
Yeah, from Tim McMahon of ESPN. All signs point to Atlanta moving on from Trae Young ahead of the trade.
I saw another headline yesterday that said they want to get rid of Richesse as well.
Can you name me a least memorable first-round pick since Anthony Bennett?
It literally was the unluckiest season to have the overall number one pick. I mean, especially considering Wemby was available the next season.
Zachary Risache. Crazy. By the way, there were a couple, just because we're on the topic here, a couple NBA things that happened over the weekend. You saw Grand Theft Alvarado, Jose Alvarado from the Pelicans, and Mark Williams from the Suns. They threw down.
Yeah.
And that was like a legit fight. Because you never see that. In the NBA, guys.
Avocado threw an actual punch.
Yeah, Avocado did. Well, he's been suspended 2 games. And Mark Williams has been suspended for 1 game. And then the other big story, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Bucks are playing in Chicago. They've won the game. Giannis could just dribble out the clock. Instead, he sprints down the end of the floor, windmill dunk with a second left. And then Vucevic got in his face. Kobe White got in his face. Benches cleared. And mayhem ensued.
He didn't need to do that. I love Giannis. I love the way he approaches the game. I'm such a big fan of his press conferences in the postseason. I just love everything about him. He didn't need to do that. He didn't.
You see what Vooch said after the game? Quote, I'm assuming Giannis was mad about that report that came out that the Bulls don't want to trade for him.
I will tell you, I was watching the Bulls broadcast. Stacey King was like, hey, you can prevent that from happening.
Foul him.
Foul him.
Yeah. Take him out. But nobody thought he would do that.
It was pretty wild.
Windmill dunk.
So you say windmill, huh?
Windmill.
Windmill.
Yeah, windmill.
That's so weird.
Why?
Because it's a windmill.
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 I think we're saying the same thing here.
Not even close.
Windmill.
It. You're saying meal.
Yeah, M-I-L-L, windmill.
So how do you say lunch is a...
Yeah, lunch is a meal. The heat tonight...
You say windmill.
I do say windmill.
It is so odd.
A windmill.
A windmill.
Yeah, are you sure it's not a windmill? It might be spelled mill, but a windmill dunk.
It's never... Well, first of all, do you know what a windmill is?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you call it a windmill?
I think I do.
It's weird.
The Heat are expected to have Bam Adebayo back tonight, and the Nuggets, they're going to have the Joker, who's still putting up stupid stat lines, but no Cam Johnson, no Aaron Gordon, and no Christian Brown, thank God. Mm-hmm. That guy just annoying, super annoying. We've got Monday Night Football tonight, Falcons versus Rams. This is the last time you can bet on Monday Night Football.
For the season.
For the season.
Crazy. I feel like football season is like a trip to Vegas because when it starts, I'm already thinking about how sad I'm going to be when it's over. I get to Vegas and I'm already thinking, wow, this is the greatest place ever. I'm going to be sad. I'm kind of ready for this football season to be over.
Yeah.
Like
Super Bowl, you just want to move on?
No. I love the postseason.
Okay.
I'm kind of ready. And I think, obviously, the Dolphins season had a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
If you had a postseason chance, it might feel different. But I've gotten to the end of the season going, yeah, okay, I got the idea.
Not very thrilled about my feature that I had with the Dolphins, which was that they would lose in the wild card game. Remember I had bet that to start the season?
Yeah.
It finally gave me loser.
Oh, really?
Hard Rock bet out.
I believe I have them to win the AFC.
Oh, that's good.
Let me see.
That's good.
Tell you some of my futures.
I cashed in on Riley Patterson over 1.5 field goals yesterday again.
I had such a great win yesterday. I live bet Buffalo +2.5 when they went down. They were 3-point favorites, and I waited till Philly went up on them, and I live bet them +2.5. And then when they went down by one and decided to go for two at the end, I was guaranteed a win. If they hit the two, I had the 2.5, I win. And if they missed it, which they did, I got the 2.5 and I won. I was the only person happy because the only thing that could have screwed me was them kicking the extra point,
right,
and then losing by 3 in overtime.
In overtime.
Yeah. So I had a $2 bonus bet from Hard Rock, and I bet it on the Hurricanes to win the championship at +10,000. This was right before, I think, the playoffs were announced. So $2 wins me $200. By the way, they were offering me $1.43 to cash that up. I have the Dolphins to win the AFC. That's a $5 bonus bet.
Mm-hmm.
Pays out $2,500.
And how's that going?
I don't know. It's not marked yet.
Okay.
I have a Rondae Gadsden II to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Caught a touchdown yesterday.
He did. He had an awful Saturday. Had an
Saturday.
Awful drop on Saturday as well.
He did,
and I texted OG, mm-hmm, and he was not happy about that.
Yeah, drop. But I mean, he was very upset. But hey, caught a touchdown. He made up for it.
I was thrilled. And I have Zion Williamson, a $10 bonus bet to be the league MVP.
Mm-hmm. How's that one going?
I tell you what, if he can get back out there,
Hawk. He actually has been playing again. And
is he back?
He's been hooping.
Oh, so is he going to be here in Miami?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I wasn't going to go to that game, but I might go. I didn't realize he was back.
Well, I mean, New Year's, it's been a fair, you know, a holiday season.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's been eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you never know. He could pull that hammy again over the next couple weeks.
I got Bulls Timberwolves tonight.
Put it all on Matas Buzelis.
11.5. So I've come to the conclusion the best Matas Buzelis bet is he scores 7-8 points real quick in a game. And then you get to halftime, and then they have the player props, and they adjust them. And so all of a sudden, his over-under is like 14, and he never scores again. Like whatever he did in the first half, that's it. He might get one more junky basket. So I think the play is to bet Buzelis under at halftime.
Boozy under at halftime.
Yeah.
Okay.
because it's adjusted, and he's got a decent amount of points in the first half.
Right, comes out swinging a little bit, and then
just fades into nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Omar's going to join us, by the way, in the next segment. I'll wrap up headlines here. Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. It's supposed to get cold later in the week. Today is not cold. It's in the mid-80s. It's hot outside, but at least no rain. That's your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Solana had mentioned to me that Omar Kelly was texting him during the commercial break before 3 o'clock, and I said, well, just tell Omar to call in. It's holiday week. We're casual. We're only on for a few days, and I like talking Dolphins with Omar Kelly. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a columnist for the Miami Herald. We were just reading something in the last segment, Omar, from Barry Jackson, and he did like 10-step plan for Stephen Ross, what the Dolphins owner should and should not do. And one of his suggestions was, under no circumstance, announce after the game Sunday against New England that Mike McDaniel and Champ Kelly are being retained. At least do a search or a well-thought-out process before you come to that conclusion. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And if Steve Ross hasn't already hired an independent person to head up their coaching search, and I know Mike Tannenbaum actually does that, and used to have a consulting firm that's before he even became the Dolphins' top executive, it would be very irresponsible of him. But I have this opinion, unfortunately, and I've heard from too many people that, you know, Mike is safe. And I start to believe that Mike is safe from the standpoint I know when Mike is nervous and I know when Mike is comfortable, and he's been real comfortable lately. I'm reading the tea leaves, and I like Mike as a coach, and I think he's growing and I think he's getting better. But if you ask me if staying with Mike and just replacing the GM or forcing Mike on the next GM was a good idea and was going to take this franchise anywhere, I would tell you no. But I would love to see where Mike goes next season and what he does in terms of growth and development and developing Quinn Ewers and the rookies getting better. I would love to see that, but do I think that should be choice number one? Absolutely not.
Omar, we were talking yesterday about the different pathways Stephen Ross can try to rebuild this organization. Mm-hmm. He could do the slow approach, which would be fire everybody, kind of go through, not a tank per se, but like a mini reset next year.
Absolutely, a reset's needed. Right. So, I mean, anybody who pretends like a reset is needed is being very irresponsible.
We also discussed, you know, the possibility of him kind of swinging that thing around, going and try to get Lamar and whatever, right? The many pathways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will we know if we find out that McDaniel is safe? Will we know then what the path is definitively, or does that not matter? In other words, does bringing back Mike McDaniel next year, does that mean that the reset for sure is coming?
I don't know what to think or what to tell you, because I don't think Steve Ross has made up his mind. The one thing I will say with great deal of conviction is I don't think Steve Ross should make up his mind or do anything or announce anything until Black Monday has concluded. Because for all we know, John Harbaugh could lose a power battle with Lamar Jackson and be the coach on the outs. Like, supposedly, according to NFL insiders, one of these major head coaches is going to be unemployed by the time, you know, there's going to be a surprise firing. And there always is. It might be Pete Carroll. Not to say that I want Pete Carroll. But, you know, that hasn't gone good in Seattle. I mean, not Seattle, but in
Vegas.
Vegas. So I can't. But I think it would be extremely irresponsible of Steve Ross to announce anything after the game, no matter what happens. Now, would I be overjoyed and surprised if he does announce something and let's say they beat the New England Patriots at full strength? I think they can do that, considering they should have beaten the Patriots earlier in the season before the Patriots became this supposed juggernaut. But here's my problem with Mike McDaniel coming back. The Patriots rebuilt in two seasons. It required a head coach getting fired after one season, but they hired the right people. They hired they put a real football person, not in charge of the organization, but as the number two. Dolphins have a real football person as the number two, so that's not fair. But I truly believe that Alonzo Highsmith is a key to what they're doing in New England. And how come it took them 2 years to rebuild a dynasty and it has taken us 25 years to get in the exact same place where we are right now?
I wonder, will the Dolphins be full-fledged in on trying to get Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow if they are made available?
They are going to be used to do so, or used to strengthen both players' leverage and argument and case. And honestly, Steve Ross loves that. He loves being used. And if he's going to help Lamar Jackson get the highest paid contract in the NFL and maybe, you know, be Lamar's consolation prize if he loses the power bit will in battle and give the Ravens whatever they want to go get Lamar and then make him the highest paid quarterback, you know, that's Steve's business. Let him, you know, like, we act like anything we've done has worked. Like, at this point, to be honest with you, I don't care anymore. And I think the majority of this fan base feel the same way. They don't care anymore.
But you don't care about what? Whether they get Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow, or you just don't care about anything this franchise does?
I don't care anything they do. They could go draft. They could trade up 3 first-round picks for Mendoza. I don't care, and I cover the team. Because literally, do you have any trust, belief, faith, conviction that these guys are going to do anything properly?
I mean, no, based on they try. It's not like
they try.
It's not like they cheap out or, you know, it's like
they spend big money.
They try.
Yeah.
They just don't succeed.
Right, but part of that was, you would agree, Chris Greer, Omar.
He's not. Half the time, Chris Greer goes with whatever everybody else in the room wants to do. So
he was the one picking the players. Like, to me, a big part of why the Dolphins are back to where they're at is because the roster was built incorrectly. And sure, Tua has a lot to do with that.
But the roster was built incorrectly because of Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel has an obsession with speed. And power and size should be what your obsession is with. He built this team wrong. And that's Mike McDaniel. That's not Chris Greer. Chris Greer is a chameleon. Whatever anybody is in power else wants is what he's going to do, which is why I hate when people blame blame Chris Greer for selecting Brian Flores, because I know for a fact, because it's come out of their mouth, his mouth, Chris Greer's mouth. Chris Greer will never give a head coach a quarterback that he doesn't want. Never, ever. So, like, Adam Gase did not want to coach Lamar Jackson. That's why Lamar Jackson isn't here. So, Chris Greer liked Lamar Jackson. Steve Ross was obsessed with Lamar Jackson, but Adam Gase didn't want to coach him. He's not here. They had a great offer to trade away, not get Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Steve Ross's bright idea was, let's take Lamar Jackson. And they fought about it the whole time of the draft selection till Chris Greer for the very first time did something with conviction, which is, this draft is mine. I'm making the selection. I want Minkah Fitzpatrick. And he took Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Omar, are you going to go see Avatar?
Eventually, I'm going to get around to it. Once, maybe when the season is done. But you know how I feel about your movie takes. I mean, Superman.
He took issue with my review of Avatar. I saw it over the weekend.
It's probably too long.
Long. It's not too long. It's impossibly long. I don't know what is it. James Cameron who made that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. There has to be not a single frame of film left on the editing floor because the movie is impossibly long. Now, have you seen the first two?
I saw half of the second one because I was on a plane and I was actually watching it live, but I didn't see the beginning of it. But it was captivating from where I saw it. I do want to go back and see it. I think I have to see the second one before I see the third
one. I guess. I didn't remember anything that happened. I don't know. I don't know what was going on. That movie, by the third hour, if you're not checking your clock on your phone every 5 minutes, there's something wrong with you. I'm telling you, I don't mind a long movie that keeps me enraptured the entire time. By the third hour, I was having conversations with myself like, I hope there's someone outside trying to negotiate my release. I felt like I was a hostage in a hostage situation. And it's not a bad movie. It's just way too long.
I can understand that. I watched like the second one, and I swear to God, I was watching for like 2 hours. I watched it on a plane with commercials. So maybe it probably was super long.
It's funny you talk about seeing it on an airplane, because as I was sitting there, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I would almost be to Vegas if I started a flight when this movie started. Like, I was having thoughts of like how much of my actual day was being eaten up by this movie. I couldn't believe what I was sitting through.
You'd be halfway to Vegas. You probably would.
Yeah, I think a little further. All right, Omar Kelly, read his stuff in the Miami Herald. I always appreciate your time, Omar.
I guess.
All right, we're going to take a break, and the 4 o'clock hour is next on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.